From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. and Chinese officials are meeting this week in Washington on improving relations between the two nations. President Obama says the high-level talks are aimed at fostering cooperation on the economy, energy, and national security. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
President Obama says the relationship between the U.S. and China will shape the 21st century, and the two countries will have to work together to make progress on a range of global challenges. He argued that China could encourage more sustainable economic growth by buying more American goods. Mr. Obama also noted that China is second only to the U.S. as a consumer of energy and a producer of greenhouse gases.
Let's be frank. Neither of us profits from a growing dependence on foreign oil, nor can we spare our people from the ravages of climate change unless we cooperate. Common sense calls upon us to act.
This week's talks are not expected to produce any breakthrough with China on preventing climate change. They are intended to set a positive tone for more talks in the future. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton plans to travel to Africa next week to highlight the Obama administration's commitment to the continent. The State Department says that in Nairobi, Kenya, Clinton will lead a forum on development as part of an effort to generate trade between the U.S. and countries in Africa. The department says she'll also meet separately with the president of Somalia's transitional government. The Obama administration has offered military support for the Somali government's battle against insurgents. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke says he wants to reach beyond the Beltway, and he's doing so with an unprecedented TV appearances. Last night, he tapped a town hall-style meeting in Kansas City. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has more.
Bernanke used the almost campaign-style appearance to oppose congressional efforts to more closely monitor Fed monetary policy and to defend last year's Wall Street bailouts as disgusting but crucial. Though Bernanke admits the Fed basically added enormous sums of money to cope with the financial crisis, he says he's developed a strategy to keep the dollar strong and inflation in check. He urged political leaders to do the same.
It is very, very important for the Congress and the administration to develop a plan and say, here is how we're going to get back to fiscal sanity. Here's how we're going to bring down the deficit over time so that it gets to a low enough level that debt no longer keeps mushrooming the way it has been.
He says health care is a big part of that. The complete discussion with Chairman Bernanke airs in three parts beginning tonight on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 15 points to close at 9,108. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 1 point, and the S&P 500 was up 2. This is NPR News. As the trial of Myanmar's democracy leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi begins its final phase, the human rights group Amnesty International has awarded her its highest honor. The prosecution is delivering its closing arguments in the case. Larry Miller has more from London.
Amnesty International says it's giving Aung San Suu Kyi its Ambassador of Conscience Award, hoping that will deter Myanmar's military government from imposing further punishment. The 64-year-old Suu Kyi is charged with violating the terms of her house arrest and faces up to 5 years in prison. After winning election in 1990, the military prevented Suu Kyi from taking office, and she's been under house arrest for 14 of the last 20 years. The latest term was about to end when an American swam to her home and stayed there for 2 days. He's also on trial. It's questionable whether the amnesty award will make a difference. When Secretary of State Clinton said improved relations with Myanmar depends on what happens to Suu Kyi, state media accused her of interference. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Former Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick has received permission to sign with an NFL team, practice, and play in the final two preseason games. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he'll decide during the first 6 weeks of the regular season whether to reinstate Vick. Vick says he's grateful for the chance to return to pro football. After serving a nearly two-year federal sentence for funding a dogfighting operation, Vick says he's matured and realizes the terrible mistakes that he's made. Again in stocks, the Dow rose 15 points, the Nasdaq gained 1 point, the S&P was up 2. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.